Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's turned a little bit like winter all of a sudden. I think our pass on the cold weather is gone, and we are officially snowy and cold. And I'm feeling pretty good about my Stormy Cromer wear. It's keeping me warm, and we're looking good in it. And a great, great thing for a Christmas gift for the griller out there. And that's what this show's all about. We're going to be breaking down a bunch of gift ideas. We do this every year. It's an annual show, and this is the one. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, thanks, and welcome to the Grilling Guys. No matter how you're listening, if you're on a podcast, if you're streaming us online, or if you're at one of our affiliate stations around Michigan, thanks for taking time to hang out with us for a little while. And we work hard at trying to bring you stuff that grilling guys like and grilling gals like. And we're going to talk about things you can buy, because I don't know about you, but for me, when it comes down to buying presents for people, I sometimes really struggle. And when it comes to buying for my wife, I'm kind of a failure. So I let my daughters, I hope she's not listening, I let my daughters do all that shopping. So I know she's not listening. She never listens to me.
Right. Well, no, and you know what? You've got help. And you're not unlike a lot of guys that don't that aren't the best listeners throughout the year and what they can get their wives. But we're going to have some stuff for wives on the show a little bit later.
Are.
We're going to talk with Gina from Stormy Cromer, and I think pretty much that whole segment is about stuff you can get for the ladies from Stormy Cromer, which is quality clothing. And if you buy a lady quality clothing, generally you're in the right area.
First time I brought my wife home a ladies Cromer, I was really worried that she wouldn't like it. Now, she loves going to the UP with me because my family's from there and all my relatives, and she's really adopted it as a cool place. But she's also a city girl from Detroit and likes the styling, and so I'm always a little worried. I've countrified. I've made her a little bit of a redneck, so she's...
Rubs off, baby. I'm a testimony to that
She walks both of those sides of the fence. But so I gave her the first one, and... gosh, she's got three of them now. All her girlfriends now have them, and they're very trendy. So, you know, they've made that a fashion statement, and it's like a Michigan or a Midwest thing, but you see them all over the place now.
Even in the movies.
Yeah. So,
it's kinda cool.
So we had a great time at the chili cook-off last weekend. Jop, why don't you break that down for everybody?
Well, doing the professional segue is that I was wearing my Stormy Cromer vest and Stormy flannel, and I got lots of compliments on that. Great gift idea for the guys, ladies. But we competed against 38 different chilies there, and we were in a division that we were paired with brewers. And I think about half of the chilies were with a brewer combination, which meant that you use some of that beer in their chili, which we did. And then there was an open division that wasn't tied with the brewery. Now, I'm proud to say that the Grilling Guys won our division. And so we were the People's Choice winner for the division that was paired with the brewers. Our friends at Gravel Bottom Brewery made us a smoky stout that worked very well with our chili. And we threw down against our competition and emerged the victors. So it was a good day, a lot of fun. Uh-huh. There was about 1,000 people there at this thing. So
I think there was all that.
Yeah.
That was a busy event.
And you
I would like to give a little disclaimer. You posted a live feed video where I'm taking a sip out of my label.
Ladle,
I mean.
Yeah.
And I did that actually twice, and somebody complained about it. But I want you to know that when I did that, I washed the ladle immediately and then took a Lysol
wipe
to it right in front of everybody. I mean, because I wanted a clean spoon. Yep. And I, you know, hindsight, yeah, I probably should have dipped a cup in or something like that. But I don't know. It's a chef thing.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, you had a glove on. You're stirring the chili with the ladle.
But
you
I took
didn't
a
see
sip out of it with my lips, so my lips touched it. But
he pulled the ladle.
But
out,
I washed the ladle.
Sip, right.
I did that a couple times, yeah. And I took a sip. So whoever saw that and was freaked out about it, I apologize. We were kind of in the zone there, and
we had the music going. We were putting the final touches on the chili before we turned it into the judges. So it was like this is the moment, and that's why I was taking a video of it. But the lesson learned there is you post something to Facebook, you never know who's going to look at it, because whoever it was that looked at it called the health department, and the health department called the organizers of the chili cook-off and said the grilling guys are, you know, drinking out of their chili pot, which was absolutely not the case.
But I understand it might look a little freaky.
Right.
So,
but anyway,
lesson learned
we
for
got
me.
Through it.
Lesson learned there for
right.
me. I'm they, just a backyard hack.
Right. They so far they haven't come knocking on our door wanting our trophy back. So I think it might have blown over. But life's good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun anyway, and kudos to the guys in Ada that put that thing together, because this is their third year, and to have a couple thousand people at that or whatever it was, and that many chilies and beers and bands and stuff is a good time. It was
yeah.
a really good time, and I hope you got out and
yeah.
my
had
a
only,
chance to join
my
us.
My only regret is that we didn't make enough. I'm going to go buy a great big pot next year.
Cauldron.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to get one of those 7 gallons
right.
so we can make 5 or 6 gallons and,
right.
and then have a gallon left over, because a lot of people in my family that didn't get to go to the thing are all saying, "Did you bring me back any?" It's like, no.
No, we gave it away.
But I'm going to have to try and duplicate that again.
Right.
Like today, you know, right after the show, I'm right now heading up to Whipple Lake when we're done. My
mm-hmm.
car's packed. I'm ready to roll. I got my new muzzle loader. I got my new boots. I've got all kinds of cold weather gear, because we're getting nailed, and I'm going to be up there a couple days. Because my wife's gone, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anything. And I'm gonna do my very best to knock down a nice buck. And my buddy Ted's meeting me over there. We've got I've got a nice selection of beers that I'm pulling out of the garage for the thing. And we're just going to have a good time. Probably go up to the Chase Creek Smokehouse tonight for dinner.
Imagine that.
Yep.
That's a great place to go.
Yep.
So you
not
might not be right
camp.
Out first light tomorrow morning if you spend some time at Chase Creek.
I probably won't hunt tomorrow morning, because I got to get up and head back to Grand Haven. My brother, my oldest brother, is turning 70, so we're having a brunch.
So you're
him,
going up so. For an evening hunt?
No, I'm going for an afternoon and evening
hunt.
Hunt.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to get the muzzle loader out. It's yet another weapon that you have in your repertoire, and you get to get out there, and it gives you another reason to get out in the woods and blow the stink off, and probably wear some more of your Stormy Cromer to get yourself warm.
You got but, that right.
Yeah, it's kind of wonderful to be able to do that kind of stuff and be able to get away. And,
well, it's
and
nice
have
to
fun.
Have snow, because when I was hunting up a few weeks back, bow hunting, and I shot that little doe, everything's so brown. It's about impossible to see them moving. They get up so close to you before you got to catch the movement. And I hunt in about, you know, a 200 degree area.
That you can see, sure.
You know, so I'm not like a little 90 degree funnel. I'm usually sweeping side to side. And when you're doing that, it's very hard to see the movement.
Yep. But a standing deer is almost impossible unless they're right
really,
out in the open.
Really, really tough. You know, right. Hopefully you see a little tail wag. But some of the best success I've had doing that is when I get down out of my blind, out of boredom, or out of my doghouse, and I got that new Browning from Alan Bob's, that square one. It's a beautiful doghouse. But I get out of there, and I start doing still hunting where I'm walking really slow, where you take like one step every 30 seconds, very slow. It's so painful to do. That it drives you nuts when you first start doing it. But almost every time I do that, I see deer.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. If you move slowly, very slowly, and it's an Indian method, a Native American method, if you do that, you can move in on the deer. They're right by you very often. You're just not seeing them.
Right. Speaking of Native American, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Gina from Stormy Cromer, a Native American company that is born, bred, and founded in Michigan. And we're going to be talking with her about some pretty affordable Christmas gifts. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow and snow.
We live it. We love it. The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100. Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. You know what? Mother Nature has snapped a little bit and brought us some white weather and a little bit of cold weather. Great weather to don the Stormy Cromer, man. I look forward to this all year long. Bob, I used to make fun of you before I was educated and informed, all right? But now I am a proud Stormy Cromer owner, and the reason is for days like this. It's windy, it's cold, and as a grilling guy, if you're out on your back deck, you want to be in some warm wool clothing and Stormy's it. What are you thinking about that, man?
I think I would like to see Clark Griswold in a Stormy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love that song. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Brian is producing us, of course, this morning because he doesn't want to go outside. It's too cold out. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate that you finally fessing up because I caught a lot of crap for years from people wearing a Stormy who had never seen one, only because they were jealous. And so now you don't have to be jealous. You've got a closet full of them.
I do, and I'm very grateful as a result. You know, and this whole show is about the Christmas gifts for the griller, for the outdoorsman, for the person that is on your list that spends a little bit of time outdoors. So right now on the grilling line, we're talking with Gina from Stormy Cromer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
And Gina is the president, so we got some girl power here. We got women rising to the top all around the country. And in all honesty, I'm sure your dad, Bob, is so proud of what you've done to help him out with that company because I see your stuff everywhere. I was watching a television show or a movie the other night, and this guy had a Stormy on, and I thought, how cool is that? He's got my black one on.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a blast working with my dad and my family and just keep continuing to grow this brand and keep people working, and it's truly an honor. So I'm glad to hear you're seeing them all over.
Yes, we love that, and we're trying to help you.
Good.
So we think, and I've got some women hitting me up for the Ida Cromers. My daughter claims she doesn't have one. I have three daughters, and somehow the middle daughter didn't get the Ida, so I'm in the well. But I just thought for Christmas gifts, what could be nicer for your lady than an Ida Cromer?
Exactly. And, you know, what's great is we have actually a couple of different styles for women. So depending on the kind of lady you're shopping for. So the Idachromers is pretty basic. It kind of looks like an original, but just a little shorter brim, a little shorter profile to fit a smaller frame, fit the ladies. But for if you've got a little bit of a flashier woman you're shopping for, our petal pusher cap is definitely the way to go. It's got a big wool flower on the side and just gives a little more pizzazz, a little more fashion sense. So that's really fun and is actually our best-selling ladies cap. And then if you're shopping for a lady with longer hair, we just this year introduced a version of the Ida with a hole in the back for your ponytail to come on through. So you still get...
What a great idea.
Yeah, still get the earbands, still get all that functionality. We call it the Millie Cromer, and Millie was George and Ida's niece. And we found out she actually helped with the business when she was like in her late teens, early 20s. She would actually ride a train from Kaukauna to Milwaukee and carry the cut pieces of fabric in a suitcase. They would cut them in Kaukauna, and she would... ride the train to Milwaukee with the cut pieces to the sewers down there. So wanted to give a nod to another lady who had a hand in growing this business early on.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And not everybody can say cut from Kaukauna.
Right.
So what other cool gifts could a guy pick up for his lady?
I would say the other thing that is really cool, and we have these for men and women, but our mittens have really taken off as one of the products beyond hats that's been very successful for us. So we have Ida's mittens for the ladies. We have Tough Mitts for the men, but they match our hats. They are super warm. They combine wool with some goat skin, which just handles really great in the cold and the wet. So it's a nice set to think of a hat and a matching pair of mittens.
That is a great idea. I have a pair of the green ones with the brown leather, and
yeah,
my hands get very cold in the winter. I'm kind of a sissy that way. So I wear those mittens all the time, and my hands never get cold. I can sit out in the snow, like when I'm heading up this right after the show here to do some muzzleloader hunting. The only thing I'd really like is if you had a little finger hole that I could pop my finger
right
out of them on. So
yeah,
I just pop the mitten off when it's time to pull the trigger, and I hope I get to pop the mitten off.
Generally, right, you've got time to pop the mitten off and to get your finger on the trigger. But
yeah.
If you're Bob and you're sleeping and all of a sudden you wake up and the buck's standing in front of you, it's like it'd be really good to have a little hole in the mitten.
Well, that's the secret. That's how you get them to stand in front of you, is if you fall asleep.
Because you're very quiet when you're
very,
doing that.
Very, very quiet.
Assuming you're not snoring. Yeah.
Okay, now, how about for the ladies? What would be something really cool? I also think you have, like, for the ladies, some poncho kind of, I don't know what you girls call them.
Yeah, no, it is a poncho.
Yeah.
And that's been a great seller for us. Comes in a couple of different colors, all plaid. We actually have a limited edition red and black plaid version, so real classic. What's great for a gift purpose is they are one size fits all, no need to worry about that, and they do look great on ladies of all sizes. So that's an easy gift idea for men.
And
if you're not sure the size and all that, you can just grab what's your favorite color and go.
Well, and there's Stormy stores all over Michigan. I know there's a really
everywhere
wonderful one in Newaygo that I love going to. And there's a really cute one downtown Muskegon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're all over the place. But let's say there's not a store by you. What can they do? They just go to the Grillin' Guys website and hit the Stormy link?
Absolutely. And we are blessed in this state to have so many great retailers. And we would love for folks to give those great dealers their business, but if you just can't find what you want, definitely you've got the link to our website and we can take good care of you. You can always go with the gift certificate if you're not sure of size or anything. That fits everyone. And we do have a couple of Christmas items online right now, like a Stormy stocking. So that's the sort of the ultimate gift for the Stormy lover, and we'll even put your name on it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, speaking of putting your name on it, Gina, we got a little shipment from you. Thank you very much. But I have to put the plug in for the waxed button vest with the red plaid lining.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have the red plaid flannel. When you put that on and then you put the wax vest over it, and I've got a waxed hat with the Harris tweed on the side. I wore this to Bob and I were in a chili cook-off this last weekend. We won, by the way, over 38 teams.
Awesome.
But we only won because I was styling so high in my red plaid with my vest with a red plaid lining, matching hat. It was I got a dozen compliments on that, and I'm not a guy that gets complimented on my style. But you hooked me up, and I just had to let you know because it's warm. It was comfortable. You know, it was 35 degrees out. We're outside cooking, and I'm standing there literally in a flannel shirt and a vest, very comfortable. So love my Stormy.
Good. Good. Love to hear that kind of feedback on our products. Thanks.
All right. Gina Jackward Thornson. From Stormy Cromer in Ironwood, Michigan. You can get them all around the world online, or there's a retailer near you if you're within the sound of my voice. There's retailers all over the country. So we're so proud of your Michigan company and your UP heritage. All the best, and Merry Christmas to all you folks up there.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Some of the best clothing I own. No question. The quality is exquisite. It's not too pricey. It's very affordable for what you get. It's a good quality garment. And
people are coming back to buying made in America.
Right.
And that's, you know, a big theme in the political season this year with Trump, Make America Great Again. This one way you can do it is by buying from your local guys.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And they're just the nicest people, and their products are so good. Why wouldn't you? So Christmas gift that's easy on the budget is a ThermoPen. That's something you can pick up for as low as $39 for the ThermoPop or up to $99 for the new MXZ, I think it is,
right.
MX7. It's a Lincoln or a ThermoPen. I can't remember what it is. But those are wonderful gifts for anybody. My wife has one in the kitchen, and she uses it all the time.
It's the number one tool for a griller, period. If you're going to want one gift for the grilling guy, make sure they've got a quality digital thermometer, and ThermoPens are the ones. Coming up next, we're going to jump a little bit deeper into your pocket. We're going to go to the next level and talk about some affordable grills and smokers and where you might get those for the griller on your holiday list. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Are peaceful and serene. We can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out ArcticSpas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery pub and kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, I just love my Stormy Cromers. I know that we've been talking about it a lot on the show already, but the quality of their product, it's Michigan made, it's easily accessible, there's retailers everywhere. Great Christmas gift for the griller. You get out in weather like we have right now, and man, you just snuggle into that stuff, and it protects you from the wind and the cold, and just loving it. But if clothing is not on your shopping list, then let's take a dive into maybe the next level, something that's maybe like $100 to $500 into for the griller out
there.
That's
what I think.
Right.
You know, I for some reason, 400 is a number to me that's like a max, because, well, that's something we've used in our house for, like, you know, a budget for what we'll spend on the kids. And we got five kids, so that still comes out to $2,000.
Right.
So a $400 gift is the max. Because sometimes you got to buy them a laptop, and that's about $400 for a kind of basic one.
Sure.
So so let's say maybe for your spouse you've got $400 for a number. Well, you can take about half of that and get yourself a nice little 22-inch Weber kettle. And they're $159 for the basic. I think they're $199 with the tray, or they're about $200 with a cover. And that 22-inch kettle, I bought one for my son for his birthday, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And he's down at Western. He's got it on his back deck, chained to his deck.
Yeah, right.
That's how much
he
loves
in college,
it.
Sure.
So much he loves it. And, you know, college towns, people steal stuff, especially
right.
a nice brand-new black kettle.
Right.
Right. I went down to Kingsland Hardware. They hooked me up.
Southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yep. Right on 28th Street. And beautiful little grill, $159 I think it was. And then I got the cover, and I bought him a bunch of tools. You know, by the time the thing was done, there was probably $250 or so there.
Right.
And that was just a birthday present, but he loves
it. Could double his Christmas.
It's a wonderful, wonderful gift.
Now, that Weber's a charcoal grill.
Yes,
right?
Kettle.
And it's a kettle charcoal grill, and this is the one you've seen since you've been knee-high to a grasshopper, the original.
It should be everybody's first grill.
Right.
Learn to cook on charcoal. Get yourself some, and then don't buy the briquettes. Just go right to lump charcoal. Learn how to cook with the good stuff, and the kettle can do everything. You can smoke a brisket on a kettle, okay?
Right.
You really can.
Yep, and these kettles are such a universal tool. The one tip that I would have, though, is don't – if you are using briquettes, some people don't like lump. They're afraid of it or whatever, and we can cure that illness that you have, because lump is the best, and it creates very little ash. But if you are using briquettes, and after the third or fourth cook, you get a lump of junk in the bottom of your grill.
It's called clay.
Right. Exactly. It's dirt that's part of the briquette. That's what holds it together. But my point is that stuff will rust out the bottom of that grill.
Yes.
If you leave it in
there. It
holds
water.
Because it holds water. That's exactly right.
And it's acidic.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you need
to
get that stuff out of there.
Constantly clean it.
Right. Lump charcoal, not the case. You're using hardwood. There's no dirt in it at all.
But that's still ash. It's you still want to get it out of there. It's always a great idea. That's a really good point.
Tip there, don't use the shop vac within a couple days of when you're going to clean it out. And the reason is you start drawing air over the top of that, it could reignite, and now you got a fire inside your shop vac, which isn't good. Now, that's not from experience, but I'm just telling you that you might not want to do that.
I have two friends that have done that.
Maybe three if you're not counting me.
Okay, the next thing for a mid-range for, I think, $159 is a Thermopen Smoke. This is their newest edition. And you can buy it online. You go to the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. Great resource, our website. Look on the sidebar on the right and go down till you see the Thermopen logo. Click on it, and it'll take you right to their website where you can get hooked up with any deals that we're offering through them right now. And that smoke is a wonderful unit. It's got a receiver and a transmitter and two probes. You put one probe in your grill, one in the protein that you're smoking, and you put the receiver in the house. You set their high and low limits on it. So let's say if your temperature in your smoke chamber goes below 125, it'll beep. If it goes over 300, it'll beep, such as that. And then you do the same one for the meat, so that when it gets to 150 or 155, wherever you're going to wrap it, it'll alarm you. And then you put the receiver in the house, and all of a sudden you'll hear a dee, 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 and bang, you got to wake up, go wrap your meat.
That's
or
right.
Or you got to put some charcoal on because your low alarm went off.
Don't confuse that alarm with a reason to go get another beer, because that's a completely different reason. You want to go out and check the grill if it's beeping. But in this weather especially, that's a great tool because you can set inside and look at the grill doing the work on the outside. You don't have to be standing out there messing with it. But it's for a smoker. It's not for a grill.
It's called a ThermoPen Smoke.
Right.
And no, I wouldn't say that. It's actually for a grill too. I mean, it works wonderful on a grill in my opinion because sometimes your grill doesn't have a thermometer on it. And so this will tell you what temperature you're cooking at from in the house. And you're absolutely right. This time of year, it's perfect. You don't have to go outside to check on that doggone temperature. And you're not lifting your lid to check your temperature of your meat. So you can sit inside nice and cozy with a nice warm cup of hot cocoa and just watch your football game or whatever and keep an eye on your temps. And, man, you're a pro. Yep. So that's a great gift. Next one, the Muck Arctic Boots. I just got a pair from Allen Bob's.
I've had them for years. They're wonderful. Yeah,
I'm taking them up to Whipple Lake, and my feet, for the first time, will be warm in the snow.
These are a knee-high rubber boot that you can walk in slush, water, but they're extra insulated.
Yep.
It's called their Arctic version. Yep. They're like a couple $100.
And
you go
to Allen Bob's. I think they're $129 now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Wow,
and they used to be $200.
Right, when I bought them.
Allen Bob's has them for $129. So that's what I paid.
Right.
And that's what was on the box. And size 13, fits perfect.
Skis.
Beautiful.
Double his skis if you're barbecue Bob, size 13.
And that's Muck. That's the real Muck.
Now, I'm going to take a little sidebar on that one. Is my favorite boot that I own is a $99 version of that, and it's ankle high. It's only like a 5-inch tall boot.
Kind of a chukka.
Yeah, but the same slip-on, though. No laces. Slip-on, but
chukka-mukka.
It's just easy to slip your foot in. If you're walking from inside out to check the grill, you pop these things on your feet. If you're walking in a little bit of snow, pant legs cover the top of them. They're awesome.
Chukka-mukka, like cuts from Kokani.
Right.
Same.
Yeah, all of that.
Just all
sharp knives.
Great stuff
here. All of those things.
Okay, now here's one of my favorite gifts. For $159... average, $150 to $160, you can get a case of Fen Valley wine. Because when you go over to Fen Valley, if you get a case, you get 15% off every bottle.
Right.
So the average case price is about $150 to $170. Now, there's a nice mid-range price gift that you can get for somebody that they will absolutely love and cherish.
And they'll let you mix and match those. You don't have to buy 12 bottles of the same thing. Obviously, each bottle's got its own price, but once you get to the case,
you get
the 15% off. And Fen Valley, if you've not been down there, one, it's just a great holiday trip because the winery and the tasting room are always decorated so beautifully. But the other side of that is that you're going to bring some great wine home for when all the family and friends are over for these holiday parties that everybody's going to have. And that, again, it's another made-in-Michigan product.
Neither of my daughters have been there, so next week I'm taking them both down with the wife, and we're going to take them down and show them Fen Valley.
Yeah, easy, right down 196. I think it's exit 34.
Douglas exit.
Yep, and you get off there and head right into toward Fenville, and you'll see the signs. Fen Valley Winery. Great, great gift for those that – that's kind of one for somebody that has everything kind of thing, I think. Because
you can never have too much wine.
Exactly.
Especially if it's really good.
Right.
And now, like, since Emily and the twins are home for a couple weeks, we're going through a little more wine. So I'm kind of bugging them about hitting my stash. So she actually went to the store and bought some. this is a new thing. Yeah. So she comes back with a couple bottles she picked up from a local store. And they were like $15, and we opened hers after drinking some of my Pinot Noir from 2012, my stash.
Right.
And we took one taste of that Noir, and after drinking the Fen Valley Pinot Noir, we instantly decided that it is far superior. So it's a Michigan red that blew away a California red that we paid $15 a bottle for on sale.
Right.
So it wasn't a cheap wine.
Right.
So there's a testament to
it is Fen Valley good stuff. Christmas gifts that'll hit you in the big time. We're going all out. We're going to blow a budget. If you've got a little extra money for the griller in your world, we're going to talk about what you should get them. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Silver Pipes of Frank Sinatra welcoming us into this holiday season. The Grilling Guys show is all about gifts for the grillers this time of year, and we're going to break down the next level. We started out with those under $100, and we went up to kind of like $400, and now we're going to hit the granddaddy of them all. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking, man?
Well, I asked Brian to play this song because he's a famous Jersey boy with Italian heritage.
Right.
And there's a factory in New Jersey with Italian heritage, a great American manufacturer who's a new sponsor of the Grilling Guys. And on the live line right now is the president of Henry Repeating Arms, Anthony Imperato. Good morning and welcome to the show, Anthony.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, the thanks is all ours, sir. So we're trying to lay out the perfect Christmas gifts, and now we're in the category of when somebody's going to spend a little more money and go for the gold, or in this case, the brass. So what could be better than the legendary Henry lever-action rifle for Christmas, huh?
Well, you may have said that better than I could have even said it. Thank you so much. You know, if you want to put something made in America under the Christmas tree, give us some consideration. It's usually a big wow factor, and you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving in the sense that it becomes a family heirloom, and whether it's the grandson or the granddad that got the gun, or the father or the mother, in fact, we have a beautiful ladies rifle called the Henry American Beauty. It's a gift that it's a lifetime of memories. So it's one of those very special Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and the batteries never run out.
No, they do not.
It is, and I have my grandfather purchased an 1884 or 1894, whatever it is, a 33 Winchester when he came to America from Finland. And that got passed down to my father. He passed it down to me. Now, here's one caveat. There's four boys in our family. So you don't want one Henry. You got to get one for every kid you've got, because sooner or later, if you give one to one of them, the rest of them are going to want them. And don't think your daughters won't want one, too,
right?
Because that's bunk.
Yeah, we've got a ton of Christmas photos on our website, henryrifles.com, where you see, you know, the whole family getting their Henrys on Christmas morning, exactly what you are describing. And then, of course, you know, we've got photos of people enjoying them collectively together out plinking, even on that, you know, cold Christmas morning. So it's all good stuff, and we love it. It's really, this is why I love the gun business so much. It's because we make a product that has, it resonates with the consumer. It has an emotional connection to the people who buy it and use it, and those memories last a lifetime. So I feel very fortunate to be in this business.
Well, you know, if you've ever had the opportunity to receive a gift like that from your grandfather or your father, you know, that's usually around the age when you can handle a gun. So you're 12, 13 years old. And I was fortunate enough to go through that experience. And it's something that you never forget. And it does become a family heirloom. It's like, I'm going to take care of this because clearly somebody a generation or two ahead of me took very good care of it because it's still operational, it's still functional, but that also speaks to the quality of the arms and the way it was built, in that it's very, very high quality materials and craftsmanship that goes into these rifles so that, in fact, 50, 60, 70 years from now, it's going to perform just like it did right out of the box.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one of the tough parts of being in the gun business. It's that people expect, you know, it's going to work 80 years later, and, you know, rightfully so, it should. You know, it's not like an automobile that might be 20 years old. You know, it's going to have a tough time operating the way you want. But we have Henrys in, you know, prices from, you know, $250 on up, and we have variety of rifles for all kinds of constituencies. We've got the beginner's gun in our Henry Mini Bolt and Money Girl. We have youth rifles in our Golden Boy Youth or our Golden Boy Silver in for the like 11, 12, 13-year-old. We've got stuff for the outdoorsman like the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle, the Takedown Rifle. You know, for the cowboy in the family, it could be the big boy in hardened brass or in the silver or an engraved version, etc. So across the, and like I said before, even for the women out there, the ladies in the world, which, you know, they're a lot more enjoying the shooting sports these days and participating with either boyfriends or the husbands, we make something called the Henry American Beauty. It's a beautiful silver engraved 22 caliber rifle with the American Beauty rose engraved on there. That makes a wonderful gift for the wife or the girlfriend.
That's awesome. And just to let everybody know, the reason this relationship between the Grilling Guys and the Imperato family, the Henry Repeating Arms Company, is so special is because when we started Operation GI Barbecue, I was introduced to you through Dave in Wisconsin. And you have a factory in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, I want to add, too, not just the big one in Bayonne, New Jersey, but Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And Dave gave me your number, and I called you up and told you what I was trying to do for the troops. And I think I was 30 seconds into my description of what I was trying to do, and you just said, I want to send you a couple of rifles. And that, to me, it was so touching, in all honesty. It because when you do a charity, you have to work really hard to try and raise money. And when you have somebody that just steps forward and, boom, hands you a couple of beautiful legacy pieces like this for auction, and they did so well at the auction. I mean, my goodness, it was the prize of our big fundraiser. And so to have you now as a Grilling Guy sponsor, that is just beyond belief for us, because we just love heritage items. We love our guns. And, of course, we have now a great fondness for your wonderful company due to your generosity.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. I think you caught me at the racetrack that day. And
I did.
We were in practice. My son was out in practice session, and so forgive the noise in the background, but I do remember that phone call.
Yeah, you were down in Georgia.
We were in Georgia, and we have a charitable component of the company called Henry Guns for Great Causes, and it's for sick children, individual cases, sick children hospitals, certain that we work with around the country, wounded veterans organizations, and, you know, other military organizations like the one that you guys have. And so we give back to the best of our ability. And again, we feel blessed that we're able to do it. So I do appreciate your kind words. But folks out there can email me directly, anthony@henryrepeating.com, for any questions, you know, or anything about Henry, or they just want to chit chat about the gun business. And they can visit our website. We have a Christmas gift guide, you know, because we need to keep selling rifles in order to be able to give away rifles.
Yeah, that's how that
all goes together, doesn't it? Yeah.
It all goes together.
And so you can get the Henry Repeating Arms link right on the Grilling Guys website. Look for that link. It'll take you right to the Henry website. And next time we talk to you, I want to hear all about that Guinness record you set with 1,000 rifles firing at once, because we didn't even get a chance to talk about that. But let's have you back real soon, and let's hear that story, because that is that's Grilling Guys stuff right there.
Yeah, we're going to have what we call a 3-minute sizzle reel on that coming out in a couple of weeks, so we could pick up on a phone call there. And then on Super Bowl Sunday, there's actually going to be a half an hour program shown on the Henry 1000 man shoot on national TV, various networks. So
great.
we could get that out there as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Anthony Imperato, Henry Repeating Arms, new sponsor for the Grilling Guys show. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Same to you.
Wow, great man. Great man. Great company. American made. Yeah. Can't say anymore.
No. Leaves you speechless.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to jump right into your stockings. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Bickey's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula, probably challenging some in the UP as well. Today's Man Law says, a real man puts his family before his job, hobbies, and buddies.
Got your priorities straight.
Yep.
God and your family, keep them in order, and everything's good, man.
That's right.
Basic
good. Stocking stuffers, Jop. What do you think about Old World Olive Company's little gift packs of 6 bottles with that pretty little foil bag? And that you hand
absolutely
that to
can't
somebody,
go wrong.
I don't care if it's a man or a woman. You hand them that, you're going to change their cooking world. If they've never used Old World Company, you're going to change their cooking.
And I would say while you're there, take an extra 30 seconds. There's a recipe wall, and it teaches you how to use these things. They're all on 3x5 cards. Grab a couple of those, stuff them in the stocking with them, because now you got turnkey.
Now it's find awesome. The rack with all their olives on it, those stuffed and flavored olives.
Those
best
are
olives,
hit.
Honestly, I've ever had in my life. I can eat a half a jar by myself. I can't stop eating them.
Dude, I picked up some that were stuffed with orange peel.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, they're just...
Who thought that one up?
Right. I don't know. But that's so weird, I want to try it. And then it was like, oh, yeah, They're like $8.
I love
right?
the garlic they're, ones.
Yeah, that's
oh
too much for
gosh.
Me. That's all I can taste all day if I eat a couple
of
those.
And then I eat the garlic as well.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yep,
I'm there. A garbage gut.
Yep.
It's obvious.
Hey, another great stocking stuffer there is a lot of people like to smoke their own bacon, but they get a little nervous about it because it'll sometimes catch on fire because of all the grease drippings. So there's a little gadget out there that is actually a vertical rack, and you drape the bacon over top of it.
Oh, you mean grill your bacon.
Right.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yep, yep.
All right.
And there's a little rack that you drape the bacon over top
Those
of it,
are
and
cool.
it catches the grease
yes.
down below, but you still get the convective heat from the
Smart
grill.
Smart idea.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I love that smoky flavor of the bacon if we can do it on the grill. So another item I've got is the jalapeno popper rack, if you will. Great little $8.95 item.
Always the best.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a jalapeno, or even if you're just going to smoke some jalapenos or grill some jalapenos and not stuff them, they're great for that too because they stand up and you don't burn one side. But if you want to put a little cheese, a little blue cheese, a little cream cheese filling, sausage, whatever in them, And if you're not wrapping them in bacon, those racks are perfect.
Right, exactly. Looking at a little, the next thing on my list is a shish kebab rack that sits on top of your grill that actually elevates the skewers up off the grill, and they kind of hang there, and you got to turn them manually.
So you don't burn your handles?
But you don't burn your handles, and you don't get anything sticking to the grill. So you can just rotate them with your hands. Actually, the handles are out away from the
Here's
heat.
Here's where that's a big advantage. If you're doing chicken breasts or any lean meats that tend to want to stick to the grill, chicken kebabs are one of the toughest things to grill because when you get that skinless, boneless breast meat on the grill, mm-hmm. you rip it to shreds. I've ruined a million of them.
Sticks.
So that's a wonderful idea.
Leather.
You're just full of good ideas.
Leather welding gloves. Every griller that does charcoal should have a set of leather welding gloves. Why? Because you can reach in, move the coals around when they're already hot, not going to burn your hands. They're durable, and they're easily stuffed in a stocking. And for $12, you get a set of leather welding gloves.
Yeah, and they're better than most grilling gloves, too.
Right, exactly.
And they're about the same price. They're $29, $35. My pair is really old. I need a new pair really bad.
Is that a hint?
No. Nope.
Okay. My last one is a good set of quality tongs, okay? I can't say enough about this. I go to people's houses, they ask me to grill for them, and they bring out those little wire ones that have a D shape on the end of them, and everything you grab slips out of them.
Reminds
and it's
me
like,
of Rodney. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah. But anyway, get some good tongs. They're not that expensive, but with a little sharpness on the end so you can grab stuff and hang on to it.
See a tong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week of Christmas gifts for the grilling freaks. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website and hit us up on Facebook / thegrillingguys. Like our page. I'm at Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Merry Christmas, and we'll be back next week.
In case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have I.